Back on March 17th, Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns told reporters,
"There's every reason to think that CAFTA will get the necessary votes to get approved."
And late Thursday night, phase one of that approval.
On this vote, the yeas are 54, the nays are 45. The bill is passed.
The Senate putting its stamp of approval on CAFTA after a day of debate.
"We should reject this defective agreement, send it to the White House, go back to the drawing board."
"In this particular case, we've got a decent chance of expanding more of agricultural exports."
"But while in theory, agriculture should benefit overall, the projected benefits are strikingly modest."
"Secretary Johanns has sent me a letter that committed to holding the sugar program harmless for the next 2.5 years from any harmful effects of CAFTA."
50% of agricultural exports become duty-free immediately.
And that's how the debate sounded again. The Senate passing CAFTA, the House has yet to take up the agreement. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.